I remember he noticed me standing transfixed and asked me tenderly, "Sunflower, are you okay?" I whispered to him in awe, "You made me. Just like this, you made me." I imagined Julian's astonishment as she contemplated the vision of the hazelnut to be something similar. In this repetition, I heard those words directed to me. "I made you. I love you. I keep you. I am keeping you very safe." The last sentence here is another from Revelations of Divine Love, and it is one I hold close to me regularly. Previously, I wrote about how Ignatius has said that we should store up the experience of consolation to strengthen us in periods of desolation. This last phrase is one of my consolations that I bring to mind when I notice that I am feeling fearful. Julian says that there are only two sins, anxious fear and despairing fear. Both are a lack of trust in God. Ignatius identifies both the want of faith and the want of hope as signs of desolation, of being pulled away from God. I said earlier that there has been a lot of stress in my life recently, and it has certainly led to me feeling unsafe and fearful at times, and despairing. To hear him affirm me this way in prayer has shifted my perspective since the retreat day. I spent some time considering the people who have been and still are supporting me, friends, family, at church, and particularly my colleagues at work, and for their kindness and tenderness towards me, I am deeply grateful. It was also mentioned on my course that Revelations of Divine Love could be used as a prayer program or retreat in a similar way to the spiritual exercises. That possibility I found extremely interesting and wondered how it could work in practice. What would the process be? I thought that when I had finished my training, I might go back to that idea and look at it more closely. At the Julian Centre on the day of the retreat, I found the book 40 Day Journey with Julian of Norwich, Lisa E. Dayhill, editor. There are a whole series of 40 Day Journey With books with a selection of inspirational people. So, feeling inspired by what I found, it is my intention to go on this 40 Day Journey with Julian as a sort of 19th annotation, like in the exercises, where one day in the journey takes a week of everyday life. I intend to begin at the beginning of the liturgical year, the beginning of Advent, so I have some time to ready myself for the journey. Wish me bon voyage.